弟兄姊妹，我们念先念两处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, we read two passages in the Bible.
第一处是马太福音第五章第九节。
First is Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5, verse 9.
马太福音第五章第九节。
Matthew 5:9.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
这边使人和睦，英文就是 peacemaker.
In English, it's peacemaker.
再请翻到哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians, chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章十八到二十一节。
Second Corinthians 5:18-21.
一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Now all things of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us,We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
这边讲的是说，神借着基督呢，叫我们与神之间的关系和好。
That God reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus.
然后在保罗这边的一个感觉里面呢，他有一个任务，有个职分。
So Paul felt that he has a ministry.
因着他自己本身已经与神和好。
Because he himself had reconciled with God.
他里面就有一个负担，他愿意人也能够，其他的人也能够与神和好。
So he has this burden that others will be able to reconcile to God.
好，那个弟兄姊妹，我上次讲到连续人的人有福了。
Brothers and sisters, I share with you that blessed are those who are merciful.
我再补充两点。
I would like to add on 2 points.
如果当你听的时候呢，你把它听成别人都没有来连续我。
When you heard a message, if you have heard like you know if others didn't have mercy on me.
我再讲一次啊，我讲的是说。从对我们来讲呢，我们愿意在神面前做一个能够有怜悯、有恩典、能够连续人的人。
For ourselves, we hope that before God, we can be ones who are merciful toward others and be gracious to others.
但如果听完之后，我们只想到说，哎呀，我只想到别人那个人或者是某个人都没有连续我。
If after listening to the message, we feel that you know this person or that person didn't have mercy on me,
那堂信息就废了。
Then that message is wasted.
就白费了，对，所以我想弟兄姊妹千万记得，这些是对我们这个人说的。
Brothers and sisters, these messages are speaking to ourselves.
然后我上次也提到说，我们连续人呢，试着让主的恩典从我们身上流出来的时候呢。
So I also mentioned that when we have mercy on others, that we try to have the grace of God flow through us.
我们的那个最重要的目的呢，是愿意这个人别人呢能够被带到神的面前。
And the most important purpose of this is that others can be brought before God.
目的不是显出我很会连续。
It's the purpose is not to you know to say that we are very merciful.
也不是为着让我们能够感情更加的融洽。
It's not for you know having everybody you know get along very well.
当然融洽是还是好的。
Oh, that's good.
但是真正的目的呢，是要把人带到神的面前。
But truly, the purpose is to bring men to God.
我希望弟兄姊妹这两个点呢，还是要能够有点印象。
I hope these two points are impressed in your hearts.
啊，当这个我刚刚讲到说，是我们愿意把人被引到神的面前。
I mentioned that to bring men to God.
很自然的就会看到这边有一个使人和睦的。
And here, naturally, we see those who are peacemakers.
他的其实他的目的呢，就是把人带到神的面前，跟神的关系和好。
The purpose is to bring men before God, and they can reconcile.
所以我今天的这个题目，好像是定着使人和睦的人有福了。
Here I have the topic, blessed are the peacemakers.
但是我今天只有能力讲一半。
I can only speak half of it.
我等下会解释什么叫一半。
I will explain what is by.
好。
I mean by half.
那个使人和睦好，这个就是一个 peacemaker， 所以里面强调的是一个平安。
So here, peacemakers, it emphasizes on peace.
就是把人带到平安的里面。
To bring men into peace.
所以我这次就想说，因为我们常常会讲到，就是我用的时候，有时候会把平安跟安息常常就一起用。
Sometimes when we use, you know, we use peace and rest together.
有的时候我们也不太能够把它分得那么的清楚。
Sometimes you're not able to differentiate it very well.
不过也许可以从一个角度来看啊。
Or maybe we can look at it from a perspective.
似乎平安呢，好像比较更多着重在一个之间的一个关系上面。
As if peace is more emphasized on the relationship.
然后安息呢，似乎也比较着重在我们是一个安息的一个光景，我们的情况。
So rest is more like you're in that condition of rest.
举个例子哈。
Example.
有的时候在地上的国家，两个国家之间会打仗。
So on the earth, the two countries are having war.
两国就是一个仇敌的关系。
They are like the relationship of enemies.
什么叫做和平呢？
What is peace?
就是当这两个方面呢，他们签订了某种的和平协议。
So both parties signed a peace treaty.
然后当这个和平协议之后呢，两个国家就决定不成为仇敌了。
So after the peace treaty, they decided not to be enemies.
然后国家就能够安息了。
Then the countries can rest.
对，有时候我跟弟兄姊妹，稍微有点幽默的形容了。
Sometimes I add in a little humor to describe this.
就哪一个人哈，比如说哪个美国的总统可以叫以色列跟巴勒斯坦人签订很有效的和平协议。
We don't know which president is able to have Israel and Palestine to sign the effective peace treaty.
我几乎可以保证他一定得诺贝尔和平奖。
I can guarantee that president will be able to receive the Nobel Peace Prize.
不过当然有人可以叫这个中国台湾能够和平的话，也可能可以得和平奖。
And so, you know, if anyone can have China and Taiwan to have peace.
所以当我这次去思想的时候呢，我发现一个事情。
So when I ponder on this, I realize something.
人，我这个人呢，必须先自己跟神有一个平安的关系。
As a person, I need to have this peace relationship with God.
我才能够谈得上，能够把平安带给人。
Then I can speak about bringing peace to men.
这个跟那个世上的人的情况不太一样。
It's very different from the
world, the people in the world. 就是说这个。怎么讲呢？世上的人呢，他可以在家里面吵吵闹闹不平安。
In the world, you know, people can have, you know, make noise. They can fight at home.
但他可以在外面呢，帮人调解纷争，得诺贝尔和平奖。
But on the outside, they could mediate disputes and receive the Nobel Peace Prize.
但是在神的这个事情上面，这是不行的。
But in matters of God, this is you can't work it out this way.
所以我们必须。我们这个人呢，必须先有过平安。
We have to first have peace.
才能够叫人，才能够把平安带进到人的身上。
Then we can bring peace to man.
那个哥林多教会呢，是一个蛮纷乱的一个聚会。
And the church in Corinth is full of chaos.
Okay, 它里面有结党的情况。
And division.
里面还有弟兄去法院告弟兄的情况。
And they, you know, bring matters to the court.
然后里面各样各式各样的不平安。
And lots of things that are not peaceful.
所以当我这次读到保罗写这段话的时候，特别有感觉。
So when I read this, the word of what Paul has written, I have really have some feeling.
对他希望劝这些弟兄姊妹，但包含世上所有的人，都能够跟神有一个和好的关系。
He hoped that brothers and sisters, and including people of this world, they can reconcile to God.
所以当我们这个每一个人呢，跟神有一个和好的关系的话。这个神的家才有可能有和好的关系。
If each and every one of us is reconciled to God, then there is possibility for peace.
所以当我第一次就不是，就重新看这个使人和睦的人这句话的时候。
So when I reread this, blessed are the peacemakers.
我第一个想到就是说，哎呀，要让弟兄们和睦。
The first thing I thought of, you know, to have brothers and sisters have peace.
有点像和事佬。
Just like peacemaker.
就是 peacemaker. 然后第二个我想到的是说就是要传福音。
Another thing I thought about is preaching the gospel.
传福音让人就是朋友们世人都能够跟神和好。
That friends, people of this world can reconcile to God.
这两方面我都做得不太好。
I'm not doing very well.
所以神允许我只讲一半。
So the Lord only allowed me to speak half of it.
这一半讲的是说我们这个人呢要跟神之间有平安。
This half is to speak on that as a person we need to have peace with God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们经历神的平安之后。
So brothers and sisters, when we experience the peace of God,
我相信神可以带领我们，让我们成为别人得平安的祝福。
I believe that the Lord can lead us, that we can be blessing of peace to others.
所以我今天大部分会着重在我们这个人呢，跟神之间这个关系要有平安。
And I'll emphasize today on that we will have peace with God.
不过呢，我今天要用一个做法。我今天要做用一个方式。
I'm going to use a method.
我要先把大家弄得不太平安。
I'll make you feel not peaceful.
然后再得平安。
And then you have peace.
我们读一段圣经以西结书。
We'll read a passage from Ezekiel.
以西结书十三章。
Chapter 13.
以西结书十三章第八节。
Verse 8.
OK， 以西结书十三章第八节。所以主耶华如此说：因你们说的是虚假，见的是谎诈，我就与你们反对。这是主耶华说的。
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have spoken nonsense and envisioned lies, therefore I am indeed against you, says the Lord God.
第十跟第十一节。
Verses 10 and 11.
因为他们诱惑我的百姓说平安，其实没有平安。就像有人立起墙壁，他们盗用未泡透的灰抹上，所以你要对那些抹上未泡透灰的人说，墙要倒塌，必有暴雨漫过，大冰雹啊，你们要降下，狂风也要吹裂这墙。
Because they have seduced my people saying peace, when there is no peace, and one builds a wall and they plastered it with untempered mortar.Say to those who plaster it with untempered mortar that it will fall. There will be flooding rain, and you, O great hailstones, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall tear it down.
最后是第十六节。
Verse 16.
这抹墙的就是以色列的先知，他们指着耶路撒冷说预言，为这城借了平安的意象，其实没有平安。这是主耶和华说的。
That is the prophets of Israel who prophesied concerning Jerusalem.And who see visions of peace for her when there is no peace, says the Lord God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我在想说我们跟神之间要有平安的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when I am thinking that we have to have peace with God,
我们必须先思想一件事情，叫做假的平安。
We have to ponder on this thing called fake peace.
中文有一句话叫做粉饰太平，就是 不太平安，但是你外面弄得装饰得很漂亮，好像粉饰太平。
So as Chinese, they have a saying, you know, it's not peaceful, but you know, you can dress it up, you can make it up to look nice. It's peaceful.
对，我们有一些那个豆腐渣工程，就是那个就是一个房子里面做得很烂，但是外面弄得很漂亮。
Another thing is like, you know, you can,
the
structure of the house is not very good, but then the outside you can make it look good.
所以它是外强中干，就是只要地震一来的话，它就垮掉。
So when earthquake comes, it just collapses.
哎，其实我发现这个以西结，还有其实耶利米也有讲过类似的话，里面这个很像我们在讲的这个事情。
So Ezekiel and Jeremiah have spoken.About this is very similar.
也就是说，在一个情形里面，其实并没有平安，但是有人在那边粉饰，假装是平安的。
So a situation that is not peaceful at all, but they dress it up to look like it's peaceful.
就是神的百姓呢，明明就在一个不对的光景。
The people of God is in it's not in a right condition.
然后甚至是在一个危险的情况里面。
In a very dangerous situation.
但是。好像不管是先知或是这样整个国家的感觉好像都没事
even the prophets even the country they feel you know, there's nothing going on
这个叫做假的平安
this is a fake peace
弟兄姊妹如果你一直感觉跟主之间你常常就是说你长时间来讲你觉得你跟主之间都非常平安
Brothers and sisters, so for a long time, if you feel that you know you're very peaceful with God,
对，有两种可能性。
There are two possibilities.
第一种呢，你实在是太属灵了。
First thing, maybe you're too spiritual.
第二种呢，你有大问题了。
And secondly, you know, there's great problems.
所以我想大家我们可以 focus 在第二个方面。
So let's focus on the second point.
弟兄姊妹，我们。这个不平安的感觉哈，是神给我们的一个保护。
Brothers and sisters, this sense of no peace, or unpeaceful, is a protection of God.
就像皮肤，你如果有一个痛觉的话，你知道烧伤了、割伤了，你知道会痛。
It's like our skin, we can feel it, we can sense if you're burned, if you've been cut, you know.
那你整个身体，你整个脑袋，你就觉得。现在是不平安了。
Your whole body, you know, your brain tells you this is not peaceful.
所以你就受到了一种的警告。
So you are being warned.
所以有的时候神可以借着不平安给我们心中带进一个责备的感觉。
So the Lord can use the sense of no peace to warn us.
他也可以用一个不平安呢给我们一个正确的引导。
He can also use that to guide us.
对不对？你。所以你硬要买一个那个什么什么貂皮大衣，随便举例。
Yeah, you want to buy like a leather coat.
对，你觉得好像很平安。
You feel very peaceful.
但今天神就是觉得你不应该买，所以他就给你那个不平安做引导。
And God feels you shouldn't buy it, and then He used peace to guide you.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个不平安的感觉对我们来讲是一个很重要的一个保护。
So brothers and sisters, this sense of no peace is a protection for us.
如果我们都没有这个不平安的感觉呢，我可以从几个方面来解释。
If you do not sense that no peace, I can explain it in different perspectives.
就是比如说我们的新的生命，我们信主之后重生的这个新的生命，在我们里面起不了任何的感觉。
So after we believe in God, this born again life, the sense of new life, there's no sense at all.
其实我从我们的经历，还有从这个真理的角度来看。
So this life is like not working. So when we look it from our experience and the truth.
当我们重生得救之后，得着这个新造的生命。
After we are born again and we have this new life.
其实不平安是一个很自然。应该要有的一个一起初的一个生命的感觉。
This no, the sense of no peace. This is very natural. It should be the very beginning of this new life.
如果你都没有这种不平安，那个你发现那个生命的感觉或生命的一个情况已经非常非常微弱。
So if you do not have this sense, then this life is very weak.
当然，我们也知道，在我们灵里面那个良心恢复以后。
We know that in our spirit, when the conscience is being recovered,
许多不平安的感觉是从那个良心带进来的。
That sense of no peace comes from the conscience.
如果都没有不平安的感觉
，If we do not have that no peace,
表示我们的良心呢根本没有在起功用。
That means our conscience has not been working.
所以你就不要怪我说你这个没有良心的人。
So do not blame me that you know you're one with no conscience.
因为我们良心没有在起功用。
Because it's not working.
那有的时候我们在黑暗里面。
Sometimes when we're in darkness.
哇，我这个我感觉自我感觉良好。
I still feel very good about myself.
对，明明就是我现在跟主关系很远。
That my relationship with God is very far.
明明我就在爱世界上的东西。
That you know I'm loving the world.
然后我感觉 totally fine， 有感觉很舒适，没有什么抵触。
And yet I still feel totally fine. You know, that it's okay.
因为这个是在一个黑暗的里面。
Brothers and sisters, then we are in darkness.
然后有的时候我们在属灵学习里面根本没有挣扎。
And sometimes in spiritual lessons, we do not have any struggle.
我们说我们要学习来奉献。
We said we want to learn to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
但是你从结果来看，我这个人听了之后完全没挣扎。
But from the result, we, you know, we see that after listening to the message, I have no struggles at all.
对，表示这件整件事情呢，我们根本就没有属灵的学习。
So this whole matter, we do not have any spiritual lessons.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个我一定要让大家觉得很不平安。
Brothers and sisters, I have to make you feel there is no peace in you.
没有，这是正面的。
This is from a positive way.
对，像法利赛人，他真的觉得自己非常的敬虔。
So the Pharisees feel that they're very godly.
感觉非常的良好。
They feel they're very, you know, feel very good about themselves.
但主就是要直接的告诉他们这些假冒为善的人。
So the Lord told them that they rebuked them and say, you hypocrites.
总是盼望能够在他们心里面有一些的搅动。
To help to stir in their hearts.
有一些感觉，我这个东西，我现在里面觉得不太舒适了，觉得不平安了。
To feel uncomfortable inside, to feel no peace inside.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们什么，常常花很多时间上网。
So brothers and sisters, if we spend a lot of time online.
我不是说不能上网。
I didn't say you can't go online.
但是我们上网到一个程度，已经浪费太多时间了。
But maybe to a point, you already wasted a lot of time.
然后我们发脾气动怒的时候。也觉得理所当然。
Oh, when we lose our temper, we say this is okay.
我们跟主根本不怎么读圣经，跟主没什么关系，也觉得没有任何的感觉。
And we don't read the Bible, and we don't feel, you know, it's all, we feel it's okay.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做在一个危险的光景，因为我们没有不平安的感觉。
So brothers and sisters, this is a very dangerous situation because you do not sense that no unpeaceful in you.
如果继续下去的话
，If this continues on.
如果我们根本不懂得什么叫不平安
，If we do not know what it means to have no peace in our hearts，
所以有一天你看事情哈，你都会看得很不准确。
One day you will look at something and you will not be accurate。
你发现，哎呦，这个聚会里面弟兄姊妹大家都非常好。
You feel like, oh, you know, in the meeting, brothers and sisters are getting along very good.
表面都相亲相爱。
And on the surface, they're all loving and caring.
其实那个是假平安。
And that is fake peace.
所以你没有看见里面的那个不平安的一个真实的一个情况。
You didn't see that no peace, the true condition.
所以好，这个 peacemaker.
So this peacemaker.
并不是把大家弄得表面相亲相爱而已。
It's not on the outside to be just caring and loving.
它真正的目的呢，是叫我们借着这个对平安这个准确的感觉呢。
The true purpose to have that true sense of peace.
把整个情况呢带到真正的平安里面。
To bring it into the reality of that peace.
好，我希望大家能够体会我的意思啊，我不是让大家觉得。从此之后都不平安。
I hope you can understand what I'm trying to say. I don't want you to have no peace at all from now on.
但这是一个提醒，如果主给我们，主本来要给我们不平安感觉，但现在我们却麻木没有感觉的话，这是一个危险的状态。
If the Lord gives us the sense of no peace and yet we are numb, then that's very dangerous.
好，那现在我要讲一些正面的。
I want to speak on the positive side.
那个，我们翻到以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章 如果弟兄姊妹还记得的话呢？
If you still remember,
我上次是有提到第二章的第四跟第七。
I mentioned chapter 2, verses 4 and 7.
也就是说在神的要、完成他旨意的一个过程里面。
When the Lord is going to accomplish his will,
他好像里面对我们这些罪人有一个反应。
He has a reaction toward us sinners.
那个反应叫做丰富的怜悯。
It's his
在第四节。
It's rich in mercy.
对，然后呢，继续的推展到第七节，有一个极丰富的恩典。
And to verse 7, exceeding riches of his grace.
然后，如果我们继续读第二章下去呢
？If we continue to read on.
我看哈，有点长哈，十三到十八节。
It's a little long from 13 through 18.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得清净了。因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，并且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。要念吗？我念一下好了。
But not in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one spirit to the Father.
然后呢，到了第后面的十九到二十二节。
From 19 to 22.
他就讲到神家里面的建造。
The building up in the house of God.
啊，比如说第二十二节，你们也靠他同被建造。成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
22, and whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹有一个很重要的原则。
So brothers and sisters, there's a very important principle.
就是神把一个那个平安呢带进到人与神的关系。或是人与人的关系里面，他的有一个目的。
The Lord has a purpose to bring peace among man, between men and between men and God.
他的目的呢，是为着建造我们。
His purpose is to build us.
我们先来看这个和睦，就是说亲近相合。
We'll first look at peace making.
好，就是在神丰富的怜悯和恩典之后呢。
So after his exceeding grace and mercy,
我们就看到神，他这边描述说，神做了一个工作，就是叫做一个和好的工作。
So the God is work doing this work of reconciliation.
那个冤仇呢，就是一个敌意，就是一个敌对的一个态度。
It's an enmity.
对，然后呢，我们的主呢是借着他的血，借着他的死呢。来废掉这个敌意。
So the Lord abolished in his flesh the enmity.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们主付了很重的代价来成就人与神之间的一个和平。
So our Lord has paid a heavy price to gain this peace.
所以虽然这边他讲到的比较着重在以色列人还有这个外邦人之间的这个隔断的这个拆不毁的墙现在被拆毁了。
Even though it's here it's emphasizing on the separation of that wall between the Jews and the Gentiles.
但这边我想，这个原则同样也可以运用在我们每一个人跟神之间的一个关系。
But here the same principle applies for us and God.
原本我们在圣洁公义 按照律法的标准的神的面前，我们有个隔开的墙，根本跨越不过去。
So according to that, the law, we are separated from God, and we cannot. There's a wall there, and we cannot go over.
我们人的心中似乎对神有一个说不出来的敌对、不屑、没兴趣。
And for us, we have enmity toward God, and we do not care about Him.
但神今天借着一个重的代价呢，把这个墙隔那个拆毁了。
But the Lord used a heavy price to tear down this wall.
所以这个比方我可能最近讲过，这是我从年长弟兄听来的。
I've heard this example from an elderly brother.
就是说，一个父亲跟一个他的儿子呢，长时间以来成了一个敌对的状态，根本彼此之间根本没有什么感情。
So a father and a son, for a long time, separated.
他们的这个母亲啊，就是他的妻子跟这个母亲呢，长时间里面心中哀伤。
And the mother, the wife is sorrowful for a long time.
对，但在有一次呢，这位母亲呢，病重，可能即将要离世之前。
But and there was a time where this mother was very ill and almost died.
她把这个父亲呢，跟她儿子两位都叫到她的病床前。
So she called the father and the son to her bed.
然后她按着她这个好像生命气息的最后一刻，仅剩的一点的气息。
So using her, you know, her very last breath, you know, and energy.
然后一只手抓着一个父亲的手，另外一只手抓着一个儿子的手。
So on one, with one hand she held on to her husband, on the other one to the son.
然后把这两个手牵在一起。
And put the hands of the father and the son together.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个只是一个类比哈，叫我们看见我们的主是用他的死把我们跟父神之间带进一个和好的光景。
So this is just an example or illustration that God, the Lord through His death brought us to reconcile with God.
然后呢，我们发现以弗所书他就继续记载，我们就可以在神的家里面呢彼此联络，一同的来建造。
So in Ephesians it says that how we can come together and be built up together.
在圣殿的建造里面呢，神不让大卫建圣殿。
In the building of the temple, God did not allow David to build it.
没有错哈，这个大卫是个勇士，他为着以色列这个国家那个开疆拓土。
Indeed, David was a mighty warrior, and he fought.
建立这个
王
国
to build the kingdom.
但神说你这个杀人流血，这个战争太多了。
But God said that you know you have shed too much blood.
你可以为我建造许多圣殿的材料，这是你这个非常对主的一个非常好的一个心。
And you can prepare the materials for the building of the temple, and that is very good.
但是神没有办法叫大卫在这种情况下面把圣殿盖起来。
But God cannot allow David under such circumstances to build the temple.
所以神是呼召了这个所罗门，大卫的儿子所罗门呢，能够建圣殿。
So God called Solomon, the son of David, to build the temple.
所罗门代表是一个平安的王。
Solomon represents a king of peace.
在他的时代的时候里面呢，基本上是已经那个战争大概都被大卫打光了。
So in Solomon's time, most of the battles have been won.
所以所罗门可以在一个平安安息的一个光景里面呢，把这个圣殿、把神的家把它建立起来。
So Solomon can build the temple of God in this rest.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是一个拆毁跟建立的一个过程。
So brothers and sisters, this is a tearing down and building up.
没有错啊，我们一直都与撒旦有一个征战。
Indeed, we continue to battle with Satan.
所以在这边讲的是说，在一些我们挣扎不平安的时候，神好像在那里预备我们。
But here it speaks about when we are struggling, when we have no peace, God is preparing us.
但在经过这个过程里面呢，你知道我们被带到平安里。
But through this process, we are brought into peace.
你发现我们这个人呢，整个人就开始被建立起来。
And our whole being is being built up.
那如果弟兄姊妹，我们在神的家里面，大家都是结党。
So brothers, if in the house of God we are all divided.
这人不服，个人都不服个人的。
We do not submit to one another.
我们几乎不用想要去有任何的建造。
And then we don't even think about building up.
但如果我们是在神的那个权柄、顺服、秩序底下呢，在这边一同的聚集。
But if we are under the authority, the submission, the order of the Lord.
没有错，我们还会彼此之间有许多发肉体。这个彼此赦免、彼此冲突的这些学习都还会有。
Indeed, there will be lessons because of our flesh, and we'll have clashes.
但你会发现，整体来讲是一个在一个和平的光景里面，我们就能够彼此建立。
But overall, we are in this. If we are in the condition of peace, then we can build up.
这其实是神建造的一个蛮重要的一个原则。
This is a very important principle in God's building.
好，我像现在就继续，我们来看我们。在主面前的平安。
And we'll continue to see our peace before God.
我们看一下路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章七十八、七十九节。
Verse 78-79.
路加福音第一章七十八跟七十九节。
Luke 1:78-79.
因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
所以这边有一个神的怜悯。像清晨的日光临到我们这些人。
So the tender mercy of God, like the day spring from on high, visited us.
然后照亮我们这些在黑暗里的人。
And to give light to us who sit in darkness.
你发现这个时候可能就开始有一些不平安的经历。
And you maybe you sense that we'll have experiences of no peace.
我们可能受责备。
We've been rebuked.
也许我们。习惯在黑暗当中。
Maybe we have used to being in the darkness.
啊，但是光就照进来了。
But then light came in.
我们愿意接受。
And we willing to receive.
啊，神就能够把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Then the Lord can guide our feet into the way of peace.
另外我觉得 ，OK， 这边有一条路叫做平安的路。
Here there is a way called a way of peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们谁不愿意我们的人生是平安的呢？
Who doesn't want that our life be peaceful?
在走在这个平安的路上哈，我这次用一个原则我们来思想。
To walk in this way of peace, I'm going to use a principle that we can ponder on.
也就是说，在这个路上呢，你常常，如果我们常常有这个平安的经历的话，这成为一个标志。
If we oftentimes have this experience of peace, it becomes a mark.
就像我们去在高速公路上开汽车。
Just like we're driving on the freeway.
然后我们有一些标志是到，比如说你要去西雅图哈。
There's signage, you know, for example, you're going to Seattle.
对，你要看到标志是往。North Dakota, 你不可以往 Wisconsin.
You have to see the signage, you know, that it'll say, you know, going towards North Dakota instead of Wisconsin.
对，如果你看到标志是对的话，表示你是走在对的路上。
If you see the signage is correct, then you're on the right way.
所以，如果我们在我们的生活里面
，So when we in our lives,
我们常常经历从神来的属天的平安。
If we oftentimes experience the heavenly peace from God,
这个可以确认我们是走在一条平安的路上。
This can confirm that we are walking on a way of peace.
因为你一直看到你生活的这边有一个平安的标记，那边有一个平安的标记，你就是在走在这条路上。
So you can see that mark of peace here and there, then you're walking on that way of peace.
在旧约里面哈，利未记列出了五个祭。
In Leviticus, it mentioned five offerings.
但是似乎到后来呢，以色列的生活里面 常常献燔祭跟平安祭当中的两个燔祭跟平安祭。
But afterwards, you know, we see that the Israelites they offer the burnt offering and the peace offering.
对，有时候要感谢神，有时候有些重大的事件，我们总会看到以色列人就把燔祭跟平安祭献上。
So when they wanted to give thanks or there is a very big thing that's happening, they will offer up the burnt offering and the peace offering.
所以我们会感觉这两个祭呢，这两个祭好像成了他们生活当中的一部分。
It's like these two sacrifices has become part of their lives.
所以燔祭当然就是我们指着是全然奉献归给主。
So the burnt offering points to us that we offer ourselves completely to the Lord.
那平安祭表示说我们可以在神面前得平安。
And the peace offering that we can receive peace from God.
好，平安祭有一个，这五个祭里面平安祭有一个特点。
And there.
特别的地方。
There is something special about this peace offering.
通常像燔祭全部烧掉是没有人可以吃的。
And burnt offering is completely burnt.
有些的祭呢是祭司可以拿一些来吃的。
Some offerings the priests they can eat from some of them.
只有平安祭好是那个包除了祭司之外，还有包含那个献的人他也可以吃。
So only peace offering other than the priest.Those who offer up this peace offering, they can eat of it.
所以你会看见在以色列人的生活里面。
So in the lives of the Israelites.
对，借着燔祭，借着奉献。
Through burnt offering, through consecration.
我们也看见说，他们能够在平安的这个事情上面有份，得到主的恩典。
That they can have a part of this peace to receive grace from God.
那平安好像成了一个供应，成了一个满足，也带进这些献平安要献平安祭的人。
And the peace is being supplied to these who offered up the peace offering.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个神真的赐下各式各样的平安。
So brothers and sisters, that God gives us different grace, different peace.
什么赦罪的平安啦？
To have the forgiveness of sin.
我们可以卸下重担的平安。
To have the peace of your burdens laid down.
那不为明天忧虑的平安。
And to have that peace that you do not have to worry about tomorrow.
有安慰的平安。
And consolation.
有一位弟兄写了一首诗歌叫做This is well, oh my soul, 就是我的魂可平安。
And a brother wrote, "It is well with my soul."
我们知道，当我们知道这首诗歌的背景之后，我们就觉得，唱起来就感觉不一样。
When we know the background of the hymn, then when you sing it, it's very different.
对，他的四个孩子吧，四个孩子在一个这个沉船的一个意外里面，四位全部都遇难。
His four kids all died and in a When the ship sank.
然后他的妻子存活，然后打了个电报给他说，只有我活着。
So his wife sent him a telegram and said, you know, she's the only one that survived.
对，当他可能因着某个原因没有一起坐那个船，但他事后呢，坐船走同一条路的时候。
So when he came back the same route.
他看着大海呢，他觉得里面，整个魂里面是非常的安息。
But when he saw the sea, you know, in his soul, he has peace.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做从神来的安慰带进了平安。
So brothers and sisters, this is the consolation from God, and it brings in peace.
我刚才唱那个我宁愿有耶稣的时候，还是感觉第一次感觉唱这首诗歌有点激动。
I'd rather have Jesus. I'm very stirred inside.
对，可能是因为当我今天讲的这个东西呢，对我来讲是非常的宝贵的。
What I'm speaking of today, to me, this is very precious.
当我信主的时候呢，我也做过见证。
When I believe in the Lord, I have also shared my testimony.
对，我第一个比较深刻的经历。就是经历了主的平安。
A very deep experience that I remember was to experience the peace of God.
对，直到今天，在各式各样不同的事情里面，或多或少都还是在经历主的平安。
And even until today, you know, and things here and there, I still experience His peace.
到今天呢，我实在觉得说， 主的平安这个福气这个礼物呢是一个非常贵重的礼物。
Even to this day, you know, the peace of God, this blessing of peace is a very precious gift.
这贵重到一个地步呢我觉得我们宁愿要这个礼物也不羡慕世界上其他的东西。
To the extent that you know, we'd rather have this gift than the things of this world.
因为我们的主所赐的平安跟世人所赐的完全不同。
Because the peace that God gives us is different from what the world gives us.
所以当我们经历了这个宝贵的平安的时候呢我们心中会说当我们经历这个平安之后
When we experience this peace,
我们心中实在有个感觉说主啊就是用千万金用世界上这么多的东西来换呢我都不愿意去换它。
That even if you ask me to exchange it with this, the world, the things of this world, I would not be willing to exchange it.
对，我们宁愿保守主的平安，这个福气在我们的身上，胜过世上其他的万物。
We'd rather keep this peace of God, this blessing, this gift in us than all these things of the world.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，一方面我们知道主是出了重价。才能够把这么贵重的礼物给我们。
On one hand, we want to see that God has paid a huge price to give us this peace.
另外一方面，我们心中一定要有一个爱慕，是吧？我愿意经历你从你来的属天的平安、出人意外的平安都可以。
That our hearts would desire that to receive this heavenly peace, this peace that is beyond understanding.
这个平安太多了。
It's a lot. Peace is a lot.
有一个叫做赦罪的平安。
One peace is the peace that you have experienced that forgiveness of sin.
如果我们看罗马书第五章第一节。
If you read Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
这个我就只念第一节哈，第五章第一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是说，这个因信称义这件事情。
This being justified by faith.
能够把我们带进对神有平安。
Can bring us to have peace with God.
但后面在十一节就讲到说，我们跟神和好，而且也能够以神为乐。
And in verses 10 and 11, it also say that we are reconciled to God, and we also can have joy in Him.
这个都是建立在因信称义带进平安的这个基础上面。然后继续带进我们与神为以神为乐。
This is built on the foundation of being justified by faith and to bring us into joy in God.
我们很快看一下路加福音第七章。
We'll turn to Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章第。36-37
36-37
我不全念哈、
I won't read all the way
对有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席那城里有一个女人是个罪人知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶
And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat and behold a woman in the city which was a sinner when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house brought an alabaster box of ointment
然后西门就说哇你知道西门就暗暗地想说你知道这个女人是什么样的人吗是个罪人啊
And Simon said quietly and, you know like,Do you know this woman? You know, she's a sinner.
然后主耶稣就说哈，一个人欠五十两，一个人欠五两。
And Jesus said that you know one owed 500 pence and one owed 50.
两个人都被赦免。
And both of them have been forgiven.
哪一个更感恩、更爱这个 更爱主呢？
Who is more thankful and loves the Lord more?
当然是那个多得恩免的人，那个人。
Who has been forgiven more?
然后呢，我们看48到50。
48 to 50。
就是主耶稣，于是对那主女人说：“你的罪赦免了。”同席的人心里说，这是什么人，竟赦免人的罪呢？耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。
And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgives sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee, go in peace.
弟兄姊妹，这个赦罪的平安哈，永远是我们平安之路的根基。
Peace from being forgiven of sins is always the foundation of our way of peace.
所以我这边其实我常常在查经的时候问弟兄姊妹这个问题。
I often ask brothers and sisters during Bible study.
你最近有跟神或是跟人认过罪吗？
Have you asked for forgiveness from God and from man recently?
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我再问一次，我们想一想。我们多久以前才跟我们的神或是跟人认过罪呢？
How long since have we since asked for forgiveness from God and from man?
下个问题。
The next question.
你有没有经历过罪蒙主赦免的那个平安呢？
Have you ever experienced that peace that is from the forgiveness of sin from God?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们都没有那种认罪的光景。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not have experience that asking for forgiveness,
那个最根基的平安，基本上我们就没有再经历。
Then we haven't experienced the very foundation.
然后呢，我第二个问题是说，我们认罪之后是否有经历那个认赦罪之后的那个平安
？And the second question is that after asking for forgiveness, have we experienced that peace?That comes from that.
这个叫检验我们是否有经历过真实的认罪。
That will kind of check whether or not we have truly experienced the forgiveness of sin, that we have confessed our sins.
对，也检验我们是否对主耶稣的血洗净我们的罪有对的认识和经历。
It also examines whether we have that true understanding experience of the blood of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹。因信称义，他一定带进一个 peace toward God， 就是一定带进与神相合的。
That justified by being justified by faith is out to bring us to reconcile with God to have that peace of reconciliation.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个操练哈，对我来说太重要、太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very precious lesson exercise.
对，早年的时候，我也懂得要认罪。也被赦罪。
In earlier years, I know that I have to confess my sin and to ask for forgiveness.
但有一年，当我读到《正常基督徒生活》第一章的时候
，But one year when I read the Normal Christian Life, the very first chapter,
讲到那个主宝血的功效
，to speak about the blood of Christ,
对，胜过我们被定罪的感觉
，that the it surpassed us being
胜过被
by sin.
胜过被控告
，and also by
胜过他撒旦的控告
，by the accusation of Satan.
所以那一次哈，里面讲的内容呢，就成为我生活上平常常常在操练的事情。
So the what is being mentioned in there becomes what I exercise in my life.
不管我犯了什么样的罪
，no matter what sin I've done，
不管我多软弱。
No matter how weak I am,
不管这个罪是多么的重复
no matter if the sin is repeatedly committed,
我总是记得呢，我一定每一次都可以再重新回到主的面前，是因为主的血。
I know that I can come again and again before God is because of the blood of Christ.
然后每一次呢，我都知道主完完全全已经赦免了我的罪。
And every single time I know that the Lord has completely forgive my sin.
然后那个赦罪的平安呢，又再次充满在我的心里。
And that peace from the forgiveness of sin filled my heart once again.
然后我知道我跟主之间就没有那个疙瘩。
And there's nothing between me and God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我之前不是讲了一些不平安吗？
Brothers and sisters, I spoke about not having peace in the heart.
我们必须在这个赦罪平安的基础上面有不平安。
We have to have on this basis of the forgiveness of sin, to have that no peace.
也就是说，我们永远都在这个根基下面，是主是赦我们赦罪的主的根基上面，然后面对我们各样的软弱，我们知道我们有亏欠。
So before the foundation that the Lord is the one who forgives our sins, then we have to face our weakness and our sins.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个赦罪的平安是非常非常基础的一个平安。
So brothers and sisters, this peace from receiving forgiveness of sin is very basic peace.
我衷心盼望弟兄姊妹，我们一定要知道主实在爱我们，他这个血的功效是直到永远的。
That I sincerely hope that brothers and sisters know that he loves us and his blood is always working in us.
所以我在这准备的时候，就是突然想起来，我几年前好像一些年前我也讲过平安。
Brothers and sisters have spoke about peace many years ago.
有些细节我不记得了。
And I can't remember some of the details.
可能我今天讲的方式已经很不同了。
Maybe it's a very different way I speak about it.
但是我平安的经历是没有变的，是一样的。
But the experience of that peace is still the same.
对，有时候弟兄姊妹听我提到说，有一年我的地毯地下室什么淹水。
One time our basement was flooded.
对，那一次呢，我也经历到神一个从天上像瀑布一样的平安浇灌在我的心里。
That time I also felt that the peace of God, the heavenly peace, like a waterfall, filled my heart.
我如果没记错的话，持续了大概三四个月。
If I remember correctly, it lasted about 3 to 4 months.
啊，真是太奇妙了，在整个乱七八糟、繁杂的收拾重建的过程里面。
It was very chaotic having to, clean up and rebuild.
那个平安呢，就好像拖住我，一直心中都非常的平静。
And that peace, really, carried me through.
然后我真的觉得好稀奇，好宝贵。
It was very amazing and very precious.
弟兄姊妹，这个还有很多的平安，我们要信靠主。
And other peace that we have to trust in the Lord.
当一个难处当一个风浪的时候，我们要把这个情况交托给主。
And when there, there is a difficulty, we have to tend the circumstances and bring it to the Lord.
当我们信得过主，说主他会 take care, 他会看顾这件事情。
When we trust the Lord to take care of this matter.
当我们认定说这个结果呢是在主的手中，他也为我们预备上好了。
Then we acknowledge that the result is in the Lord's hand, and He'll prepare the best for us.
我们相信那个平安、那个安息就会进到我们的心里。
And we believe that peace, that rest will enter into our heart.
这个就是我信主的第一个经历。
This is my first experience after coming to the Lord.
对，直到今天我都还是记得那么的清晰，那么的宝贵。
And until this day, I still remember it's so clear and it's so precious.
但罗马书六七八章里面还讲到一个随从圣灵的呢，就是生命平安。
And in Romans 6:7-8, it says that spiritual minded, you will have life and peace.
他讲到说，我们里面呢，信主之后有一个内战。
And it says about the battle in us after we come to the Lord.
对，好像 civil war 一样，里面有个内战。
Like、
这是我们圣灵跟肉体在那里相争。
So the spirit and the flesh is having a battle.
这件事情是没有相合的。
There's no way to come to peace.
就圣灵跟肉体是不会 reconcile, 是两个是不会相合的。
That the both will not reconcile with each other.
所以呢，上一次我们江弟兄提到说，我们的心思非常的重要。
So Brother Kong mentioned that our mind is very important.
好，我们还是很快看一下好了，罗马书。
In Romans.
罗马书第八章第一节。
Chapter 8.Verse 1.
第一跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
特别注意好，这边是 Spirit of life， 就是生命的灵。
And pay attention, it refers to the Spirit of life.
然后到了第五跟六节
and five and six,
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
但第七节他讲到说体贴肉体的就是与神为仇。
In verse 7 it says that because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们要一直去学的。
So brothers and sisters, this is an ongoing lesson for us.
上一次我们弟兄讲到一个句话，给我很深的印象。
Our brother say something that really left a deep impression on me.
他说我们的心思如果不对的话，会扣住，会 block， 就是拦阻我们的生命。
If our mind is not right, that it will block our life.
所以这边讲的是同一件事情。
So here it speaks of the same thing.
如果我们常常去用心思，我们思想圣灵，思想主的事情，把我们的心思对准主的话，你会发现我们可以经历那个圣灵生命加上平安。
So if we are mindful of the Spirit and that we think of the things of God, then we will have this, when we are spiritually minded, we'll experience that life and peace.
所以一方面，我想弟兄姊妹，我们除了在奉献的事情上面，我们要注意。
So other than being, we have to pay attention to the about consecration.
因为那是根本解决我们心思的情况的那个重要的一步。
It is a very basic thing that would.Deal with our mind.
那另外一个，我会建议弟兄姊妹，我们要常常把我们的心思对准在主的身上。
And brothers and sisters, we have to put our mind on the Lord.
很稀奇，他这边说，你如果常常去思想肉体，就是死。
If you're carnally minded, then it's death.
那如果你对比的话，你应该讲说，思想圣灵，那就是生命，对不对？
If it's a contrast, then spiritually minded would be life.
但他特别提到说，不仅带进生命。而且带进生命跟平安。
Not only bringing in life, but bringing in life and peace.
所以昨天我才跟弟兄姊妹有点某一位有点交通。
I've shared with one of our brothers and sisters.
我们要学习戴上那个救恩的头盔。
We have to learn to put on the helmet of salvation.
这是一个征战的一个兵器之一。
It's one of the
The weapon,
our weapons to fight the battle.
对，那这个救恩的头盔呢？一个解释是说，保守我们的心思常常在神的救恩里面。
This helmet of salvation is to guard our mind to be before God.
举个例子，弟兄姊妹，我们今天早上在这边一同的擘饼聚会。
So brothers and sisters, for example, we are breaking bread here in this morning.
你在想什么东西呢
？What were you thinking?
如果正常的话
if normally
我们在那个擘饼的一个钟头的时间里面
during this hour of breaking of bread
你发现你的心思一直在主的身上
your mind is on the Lord
你想到说也许你想到说过去这个礼拜我犯了什么样的罪
maybe you thought about what sins you've committed this last week
但你知道说我现在我是来到主的面前
but you know you're coming before the Lord
然后借着诗歌我们想到说主的恩典是何等的大
and through the hymns we think about how great the grace of God
然后借着我们的思念主我们发现原来主是今天呢又完完全全是接纳我这个罪人
and as we think about the Lord you know like today he still receives us completely
所以你有没有注意到你在这个聚会里面我们有在学习心思在那里对准在主的身上
that during the meeting we have learned that we concentrate our mind on the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹我会鼓励 我们彼此鼓励，在我们的生活里面呢，当没有错，有的时候我们很忙碌，要 study， 要上班。
Indeed, during our daily lives, we're kind of busy. We have to work.
但是你总是有个爱慕，有个意愿说，说我愿意常常把我的心思放在主的身上。
Yeah, we have this desire that we will put our mind before we on the Lord.
对，有时候我们事情多了一些。
Maybe we have a lot of things going on.
我想想啊，这个弟兄，这个姊妹，这个该怎么样？
This brother and sister, what should I do?
该怎么交通？该怎么帮他祷告
？How to fellowship? How to pray for the person?
那个聚会要讲什么东西
？What to say during that meeting?
但可能有些时候我们聚会，我们可能有人带聚会会有这些的心思。
Maybe those who are leading a meeting that we have these kind of thoughts.
但弟兄姊妹，我们必须每一个人都在神的面前学习，让我们的心思常常对准在主。在主的事情上面。
But brothers and sisters, we have to learn to focus our mind on the Lord on His things.
我想这是我一点的建议。
Just some of my suggestions.
非常的盼望，借着这个心思的扭转。
And hope that this turning of the mind.
我们把那个生命的水龙头打开。
We'll turn on the faucet of life.
这个生命随从圣灵，这个思想圣灵，这个一出来呢，它一定带着生命加上平安。
And when you think of a spirit, then you'll bring in life and peace.
最后我们一同的来读一句。
Lastly, we'll read a passage.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 23.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是的，愿赐平安的神让我们这批人呢，能够过一个讨他喜悦的生活。
Indeed, may the God of peace.That we grant us that we can live a way of peace before Him.
也愿意借着我们的生活各式各样的事情，我们经历了主属天的平安。
That through our daily lives we can experience His heavenly peace.
那这个经历呢，成为我们爱慕主、宝贵主的当中的一部分。
And this experience becomes also part of our loving the Lord.
也许
，maybe perhaps
主就把我们制作成一个 peacemaker， 使人和睦的人。
Perhaps the Lord will make us into a peacemaker。
好，我们一同祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer。
主，我们把这些很有限的话交在你的手中。
Lord, you put these words that are so limited in your hands。
也许我们只能够从心中说，我们。满心感谢你。
Lord, we can only say from our hearts, we thank you.
因为你把我们带进了平安的里面。
Because you brought us into your peace.
过去我们整个人生是迷茫，是没有平安的。
In the past, our whole life is lost and no peace at all.
但是如今，你已经把那个宝贵的平安赐给了我们。
But today, you have blessed us with that precious peace of yours.
主啊，让我们带着渴慕的心，我们愿意来支取。你这个宝贵的礼物。
Lord, I will have a heart to have a desire to obtain this gift of yours.
谢谢你，愿我们常活在你的平安里面。
Lord, we thank you that we may live in your peace.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your precious name we pray.
Amen.